Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Cheryl Christensen. We're going to be talking about a soulful project, let's say. So how are you this morning, Cheryl?
Just fine.
Good. Okay, you have this project going that I think involves shoes.
Yes, I do.
All right.
We're through our church, and we partnered up with Souls for Souls, the shoe charity, and we're collecting shoes for Hurricane Sandy's relief.
All right. I know that there's still lots of needs there. It's just actually beginning to take care of families and so on. So it's kind of nice to go know where these products are going to end up. So how are you doing this? What do people need to do to help you out?
Well, we're taking new and gently worn shoes for the victims November 9th through December 9th. And we have some collection spots in Atlantic at the Methodist Church and the Public Library and Simply Hair, and in Cumberland at the Methodist Church and the Telephone Company and the Co-op. And in Messina, we have it at the Public Library and the School and Economy Market.
Okay.
So there's lots of places where people can drop off their shoes.
Okay, we might go through that list again here before we get all finished. Because people, this is a great opportunity to kind of clean out your closet. I think these don't need to be new shoes.
No, they can be gently worn shoes, and they can be also used shoes, too, that have had a little bit more use, We take them to a shelter in Sheldon, Iowa, and they have handicapped people there that sort them. So if they aren't quite good enough to go on to, the hurricane victims, then they keep them there for homeless people and other people that maybe would need a pair of shoes.
Okay, so we need to be sure that they are usable, but know
yes.
Then that they're going to end up somewhere being used. Now, I'm guessing all sizes, all colors, all varieties.
Yes, and this Souls for Souls has, they have taken shoes to like Hurricane Katrina and other places. So even if you have flip-flops and sandals, they will take those also.
Okay, probably don't need those in New York right now, but... but some people wear them year-round, so, and they can be used in the shower. I mean, yes, and then, so good point. We don't need to just think winter shoes. Anything that we put on our feet when we go walking would probably qualify.
That's right.
And I'm thinking there are probably some folks who have small children, babies, those first shoes. Well, you like to probably keep the very first shoe. I don't know. Did you do that, Cheryl? Did you keep your child's
very... Yes, I did.
Yes. But beyond that, they move through those shoes pretty fast.
Right. And usually those kids that age, don't wear their shoes out either.
Right. Yeah. They don't travel quite as much in them. So, and what about, boots, those kinds of things, even like overshoes?
I would say any kind of shoe. Yes.
Boots, okay.
Anything.
Okay. Well, and knowing that after they're sorted for the hurricane that they may go to some other people, I think that's helpful for us to know, too, that anyone would work. How did you get involved with this, Cheryl?
Well, I found a Christmas program for our church called the Christmas Shoe Tree. And on there, the man that had written it had been to Gandhi and had visited orphans, and they had raised money for... socks and shoes, and he washed their feet and put them on, and he said it was just a life-changing experience. And so they asked him to write a musical to go along with this theme, Souls for Souls. And so because I chose that particular program, that's how we came up with doing the shoes.
It's a wonderful project, I think, Cheryl. Like I say, so many of us have shoes that... kind of go there and we think, oh yeah, when we bought them we probably thought they were great, and now we've worn them maybe once or twice or whatever. I know there are people like that have shoes that, hey, this would be a good time to move those along to somebody who could really use them.
That's right. The Souls for Souls have distributed 17 million pair to people in need in over 128 countries.
Wow.
On 5 continents.
Wow.
So it's a big organization, and your shoes most definitely will be used.
Have you been to the Sheldon site where they do all the sorting?
No, I haven't.
That
so
would be
anxious to see how that works.
That would be quite a sight, I'm thinking, when they start doing all that sorting and seeing all the shoes coming in.
Well, and you know, they're just shoes. They're hard to recycle. You can't.
Yes.
You know, you just. I guess when you think about the landfills and things, they just pile up. They don't just disintegrate.
Right. Right.
So it's a good way to get rid of your shoes.
Exactly. And know that they're going to be well used. That's sometimes, you know, we kind of think about, well, what is going to end up with these? And you know the story here of where these are going to go. So I think that's helpful, Cheryl.
Yes, I think so, too. I'm just excited, you know, that there's something that we can do to help those people out there.
Yeah. Just recently I talked to Jody Kneisel, who lives there, and just got a little bit of a glimpse of what was happening there. And as I said to her, sometimes it's in the news every day for a while, and then it, you know, it's no longer news, but the need goes on for a long time.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. So, Cheryl, what are you doing something special for Christmas, the holiday season, at your church related to this project?
Yes, because our program is called the Christmas Shoe Tree, and we have the drive for the shoes, we're going to have a free Christmas dinner on the 9th of December, our last day, from 11 to 12:30 at our church, the Cumberland Methodist Church. And at 1 o'clock, we're going to present our theme, our Christmas program, the Christmas Shoe Tree. So it'll go right along with our theme of collecting shoes. And I just think it's just going to be a great way to end it up.
Tell us a little more. You said this person wrote a musical. Can you tell us a little more about that?
It's called the Christmas Shoe Tree, and you meet some kids from the Loggins family, which is a Christmas tree farm, and they're Yule, Todd, and Carol. And they arrive at the family's Christmas tree farm, and some kids from a school, and they, through scripture and song, it's a heartwarming story about the children's choir will share the good news of Christmas, but an extension of the musical itself. So you'll show God's love in action as they collect shoes to give people that need them all over the world. And they watch it go from one pair to a lot of pairs, the hundreds of pairs. So it's just a neat way to finish our program.
Yes. Now, are people in your church involved in providing part of the music?
Some of our older kids are involved, and then we will have the littler ones, the preschool and kindergarten on up. So we're a real small church, but, but mighty. And so everyone will get to help participate in this, the children of the church.
Sounds fun. And, you know, I'm thinking maybe some other people would like to come to see that. Is that possible if somebody's really interested?
Oh, yes, that'd be wonderful. And come for the dinner.
Okay.
And stay.
And, of course, see the musical. So when is that dinner and the time that that'll be presented?
Okay, it's on the 9th of December, and we serve dinner from 11 to 12:30, and it's a ham dinner with potatoes and vegetable and dessert, and we serve from 11 to 12:30, and then our program will be held at 1 o'clock.
Okay. Would you like people to call to tell you they're coming, if especially if they're outside your church?
They can if they want to. Otherwise, just come.
Okay, okay.
And
if they wanted to call and get more information or call about the dinner, how would they do that, Cheryl? Are you the best contact, or is there someone else they could contact?
Yes, I think that would be fine. If they want to contact me, that'd be great. My number is 712-774-5417 or 712-779-0040.
Okay, 779. That one's easier to remember. 779-0040. Okay,
yes.
Let's remind folks, Cheryl, where they can drop off their shoes before December 9th.
Okay, in Atlantic, it's at the Methodist Church and at the library and at Simply Hair. In Cumberland, it's at the Methodist Church, the telephone company, and the co-op. In Messina, it's at the public library, the school, and also at Economy Market.
All right. We want to thank you very much, Cheryl Christensen, for working on this project and for letting us know about it. And hopefully you get a ton of shoes.
Thank you. I hope so, too.
Yes. Until next time, here's a thought. Doesn't apply to Cheryl, though. Many receive advice. Only the wise profit by it.